Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State officials say Boston area commuters beware. It's going to be a tough couple of weeks with the Orange Line shutdown that began on Friday and closure of the part of the Green Line that started today. Both the Orange Line and the Green Line between Government Center and Union Square in Somerville are scheduled to be back in operation September 19th. Joining us to talk about how area roads might accommodate these closures is Massachusetts Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So how do you think this work on the T is going to affect area roads?
Well, in order to accommodate the extra bus shuttles that are going to be put into place for the diversion, we've had to make numerous modifications to the roadway network that's directly adjacent to the Orange Line. So that means putting in dedicated space for bus stops, dedicated space for the buses to travel on those roadways. We've had to remove a number of turn lanes. These buses are not the typical MBTA buses, so they don't have the same turn radius. So really, in order to accommodate them, we had to reduce a significant portion of that route down so that there's not the existing capacity that was there prior to the bus diversion being put into place. So a lot of those people that are would normally travel, say, like the Fells Way, Route 16, et cetera, they're going to have to relocate to a different area themselves. So we're expecting to see a lot more people on the existing road network, the adjacent roadways to that route, and also on the interstates because they're going to be looking for other areas to go.
Okay, so the Fells Way, Route 16, where else are we talking about in terms of area roads that are going to be really affected by this?
Well, in particular, the roadways we're looking at are the ones really, again, directly adjacent and coming into town from the North Shore. So we're talking 93, 1, 1A. From the South Shore as well, though, you're going to see 93 northbound from the expressway. It's also going to be pretty difficult as traffic, as they're entering the city, is going to encounter some of these closures and some of these diversions. So we're expecting a lot of backups at a number of key intersections. 93 again as an interstate as a whole, but also at the at Leverett Circle, we could see some traffic actually that's going to extend down Storrow Drive to Charles Circle and also over at Sullivan Square at the bus station. So we're hopeful that people have been listening to us over the last couple of weeks and that they're going to generally avoid the diversion area and work from home if possible, take a vacation during this time period, all the typical things that we've been telling folks to do over the last few years when we do major projects, we're really asking them to do again.
So aside from avoiding the area or maybe going on vacation, what about the folks who can't do that? What are your recommendations for them?
Well, our recommendations are really plan ahead. If you have the opportunity to get on the commuter rail, if you're somebody who's generally an Orange Line rider, or if you're somebody who drives along that route, the commuter rail is going to be one of the big options that we are pushing people towards. We think that it runs adjacent to the Orange Line through that stretch, and we think it's going to be a really good option for a lot of people, so you should check that out. But otherwise, there's a lot of tools that the MBTA has put on their website right now to try to plan your trip, and you can get on there, and for wherever that you're coming from and going to, you can see what your trip is going to look like, and being in a car is going to be probably your worst option. It's going to be the most difficult commute out of all the modes that there is. We've been working really closely with bike and pedestrian advocates, and there's a lot of opportunity right now for cyclists. So that's also a really good option to look towards. Blue bikes are going to be free effectively for this period. So a lot of resources out there on that. Again, on the MBTA website and on the MassDOT website, you'll find a lot of this kind of information.
And do you think it's going to be like this the entire time until September 19th, or are we just sort of at the worst of it right now because it's the beginning?
Our experience has been that anytime you do a major traffic change, you're going to have a settling in period. The first couple of days especially, it's hard to predict exactly what's going to happen. We've seen that Monday morning commutes have been much lighter over this past year, so I expect that actually tomorrow may be the worst of the of this whole stretch. Tuesday, people are going to really look at how does this new traffic configuration work for them. But generally, after about 5 to 10 days of this, or five days to a week really, people start to settle into new patterns. The traffic settles down. We see that it becomes manageable for the rest of the period. So that's what we're hoping where things are going to go.
Massachusetts Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
All right. Thank you for having me.